episode. Do you believe in Jesus? Have you put all your eggs in one basket by believing in Him and Him alone for your salvation? Then you, my friend, are a citizen of heaven. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I'll be honest with you. I love the fact that I'm an Australian. Love it. And I love the fact that my longtime friend Joseph is a Liberian, and my mate Gary, a New Zealander, and my dear friend Jim is an American. My brother Bob is Canadian. It's just great to belong to a nation that you love. But no matter which country you call home, whether you were born there or you adopted it as your own country, no country's perfect, is it? Mine isn't and yours isn't. The deeper you dig, the more closely you look, there's evil all around. In fact, as the days grow darker, as the end draws near, evil seems to be prospering more and more. Philippians chapter 3, verses 18 to 20. There are many who live like enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you about them, and it makes me cry to tell you about them now. The way they live is leading them to destruction. They've replaced God with their own desires. They do shameful things, and they're proud of what they do. They think only about earthly things. But the government that rules us is in heaven. We're waiting for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come from there. Amidst all this evil, let's not lose sight of that last bit. The government that rules us is in heaven. We're waiting for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come from there. Don't let the world's evil drag you down. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back real soon. Your citizenship is in heaven. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And that, my friend, is a truth that we should never, ever lose sight of. It's a light, the light, that shines so brightly amidst this present darkness. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.